Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 19, 2024. Common and individual sufferings. Question: throughout history there have been and still are people who engage in spiritual correction. Why does this still not free them from suffering? Answer: the point is that there are private sufferings and common sufferings. A person engaged in correction frees oneself from private suffering. But one cannot be freed from common sufferings since they come from above to the entire group of people, to the whole nation. Hardly anyone can be happy when misfortunes spread throughout the world. Question: so if a person follows the path of Dora, that is, achieves closeness with the Creator through closeness with other people, is he freed from individual sufferings? Answer: yes, there is no reason for nature to torment him. But since he is one with all of humanity, and suffering descends upon the entire world, he suffers along with it. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 14, 2024. Strive for unity in the family. Question: are the spouse's aspiration toward each other called caring? Answer: it is everything. You should strive for unity so that every single thing in your environment, utensils, clothes, everything you have in your home, what is called yours, unites you. Here, one should combine the spiritual and the material. You should be so harmonious in everything that even looking at something in the house physically unites you, and you feel it is ours. That is something you need to learn and painstakingly attain. Question: how can I achieve this? Is my annulling in something putting my partner's desires above mine? Answer: naturally, everything is built on the annulment of oneself relative to the other. And this should be constant. Each one yields to the other, but in doing so, they do not diminish themselves. Instead, they offer the partner to occupy a more advantageous state and take a step toward them. That is, each acts in a way that the other has a chance to come and turn to them. Question: but is this not at the expense of the one who yielded? Answer: no, we are not discussing this from the point of the ego, but are talking about how to get closer. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 19, 2024. How can I ask for others? Question: I ask the Creator for others from my inner desire. How can I annul my state and ask for the friends from their state? Answer: to do this you need to step out of yourself, make yourself neutral, tune into the desire of the friend, be impressed by this desire, and turn to the Creator. It is as if you are asking for the friend without including your own inner desires. Question: is the quality of each individual's deficiency, his or her, important for reaching a unified request? How can it be cultivated? Answer: we cannot measure the deficiency of each individual and the collective integral efficiency. The only thing we can do is ask the Creator to unite us in such a way that all our vessels become one collective vessel, Kli. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 1, 2024. Writings of Rabash: Anyone Who Sanctifies the Seventh, Part 2. Full Investment of Effort. Question: what determines the ability to do everything you can from the heart without any limitation and with hope that the Creator will respond to our maximum efforts? Answer: this happens when you are in complete despair and you have no other choice but to turn to Him. You have already asked many times, and you have always received a little, but it was clearly not enough. And so you pray again and again until you are completely disappointed in your abilities, and you ask as if for the last time, as if you will no longer have any opportunity to reach the Creator, to get close to Him, or to force Him to answer you. You raise your voice to the Creator so that He hears it and finally helps, and then you get an answer. Question: should I be sure that I did everything I could, or should I still regret that I did not make the necessary efforts? Answer: There should be regret too. Question: what will help us synchronize correctly in the 10 in order to imagine the potential of the next degree that we want to come to, and then proceed to action? Answer: you need to see the present state as much as possible and imagine the future state, how you give everything of yourself in the 10 in order to rise to the Creator together. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 1, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Anyone Who Sanctifies the Seventh, Part 2. Live the Truth. Question: Rabash writes in Inheritance of the Land that our material world is not true, but that there are two types of truth. What does it mean? Answer: our material world is not true because we perceive it in our egoistic desires, our intentions, and our egoistic attitude to everything that happens between us. But as soon as we can rise above the condition of for our own sake, we will immediately begin to feel the spiritual world. And then we will perceive the Creator and His actions, will pray to Him, and will thank Him. To live the truth means to live by the laws of the Creator, bestowal and love. To strive for the truth in your work in the 10 means to connect with your friends and to ask the Creator to raise you a little higher to Himself. And then you will see the world in the light of bestowal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 31, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Inheritance of the Land. Generate a common force. Question: what happens when we come to the state of Lishma, for the sake of the Creator? Answer: then we will be connected by the best ties. The Creator will be revealed between us, and we will wish to unite all the nations of the world to ourselves. Now, with the help of our request to the Creator, we return ourselves to what we want to gain, Lishma. But so far we have very little strength. It is possible to generate a common force only through combined efforts between all friends. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 31, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Inheritance of the Land. Questions about spiritual work, 105. Question: when reading Kabbalistic sources, should we strive to feel what the author wrote or feel the Creator? Answer: we need to be as close to the author as possible. Question: what is the best way to read the book of Zohar, alone or in the 10? Answer: it is better in the 10. At Rabash's, we also read in the 10 and took turns. Question: should I try to read our sources more often during the day? Answer: yes, even piece by piece, paragraph by paragraph. Question: if the Creator complicates my material life, does it mean He complicates the task in the spiritual? Answer: no, maybe, on the contrary, He wants to attract you. Question: what does it mean to spend time usefully during the day after the morning lesson? Answer: this means repeating at least the same texts that we studied. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 29, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Looking in the Book Again.